All right, sitting here with Will Power, IndyCar champion, driver, of course, for Penske. And congratulations, first of all, on the season to win the Indy 500. And it's so funny. I was watching you this morning with all the TV folks. Everybody makes the face. Do people just come up and make the face to you now?
Well, I haven't. Yeah, it'll be interesting next year to see if any fans do that. But, they're getting people to do the face into the phone. But, yeah, that was my excitement for the win.
But you can't plan that. I mean, that's something that to me was one of the most honest. I think that's why people gravitate to that photo, because that's really you just letting all that out.
Yeah, no, seriously, I just couldn't contain the emotion that I built up. And, you know, the race in my head was built up so big because it was my 11th year, and you start to wonder, is it going to, you know, is it ever going to happen? You had great cars there, but so when it did, it was just, man, I still pinched myself, like, because I wanted it so badly. And not that I wasn't capable of winning it or anything like that. It was just the fact is, when is it going to fall in place for me?
Now, I was reading something Scott Dixon said, and I couldn't believe when he was talking about you. He said, you drive better when you're angry. You seem to be the mellowest guy I've ever interviewed in the whole series. Is that true? Do you have to get a little fired up about it?
Well, no, I was mad at in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, yeah, I was a bit pissed off at something. Only Dixon and I know what it is, and I drove, like, really well that night. Feeling that way, because you're right, usually I'm very mellow behind the wheel and just chilled out.
But do you find, like, and I'm not saying this just because we're here, but over the course of the season, front to back, and you and I've talked about this before, I'm hard pressed to find a series where there's no such thing as a back marker anymore. You guys are all just pushing, so you've got to be, and you've always got to be 100%, but even more so this year with IndyCar.
Yeah, it's crazy when you go through the field. There isn't a guy in the field that can't win a race. Like, it's like there is no bad drivers in IndyCar. They're all top-line drivers. It's just super, super tight and competitive.
Do you take it as a – I take it as a compliment to the series that when you hear names like Stoffel Van Dorn and Alonso, and anytime someone gets bumped off a ride at F1, they immediately say they're coming here. Used to be, even a couple of years ago, you never heard that conversation, especially not over in Europe.
Yeah.
And now you're hearing Sky and the rest of them. I heard it during the broadcast. They were talking about it.
Yeah.
It's quite a compliment to how quickly this is growing.
Exactly. IndyCar is headed – right in the absolute right direction. I mean, when you look at the caliber of the teams, the drivers, the continuity of drivers, you know, and the schedule, it's the absolute best place it's been since I've been here. Like, I've never seen it, and it's just slowly got better and better, and the drivers, the field's got deeper and deeper, and it's at a point now where it's just you know, full of really good drivers. You know, got two good manufacturers in the series with Honda and Chevy. So it's great to be a part of it. It's, you know, a dream for it to be the way it is right now.
So when you hear names like Ericsson and all those bouncing around stuff, in the back of your mind, like, are you sort of like, bring it on, come on, come play?
Absolutely. Wouldn't it? I mean, my opinion, it's the toughest open wheel series in the world. So I would love to have those guys run and compete in IndyCar.
What are you getting Newgarden for a wedding gift? Have you thought about that yet?
I haven't. I've been pressuring him. I said, you got to do it, man. You're going to have to do it. Now Pagano's got the pressure on big time.
So Simon's next?
He's next. Yeah, he's got to be. Yeah, but that's great to see. I know that him and Ashley have been together for a while, and they're great together. So, yeah.
One of the things, and we'll keep talking about Penske, I was thinking about you guys with, you know, you're the top Penske driver for this year out of the guys, right? And when it comes to team orders, and you hear it in all sorts of disciplines, but when I watch a race like, and again, I call back to F1 because I'm always intrigued with open wheel racing, to me that I can't envision a time in our series that would happen so blatantly.
Yeah, I mean, oh man, I was like, yeah, when I saw that, I just would hate to be in that situation. You know, who wants to race in a series where you have to finish second when you've done a great job, you qualify on pole, you're leading. It's like, oh, you're going to have to move over. That's not sport.
But how do you manage it? I mean, you can't, like, if it's part of the game, I guess it's part of the game, isn't it, in that series?
Yeah, I guess so. If you want to do that, I guess the money those guys get paid, I guess they're going to do as a competitor. I think it's just terrible.
So we got the changes in Belle Isle next year, but we've seen some of the – I love what every year you guys seem to – they come back with something new, and you saw some of the – moving the grandstands and letting the fans come into the paddock.
Yeah.
You seem to be always – you've always been aware of the fan experience being such an important part, especially here in Detroit. It seems to be even better going forward.
Well, yeah, it's great that they allow anyone with any ticket to come into the paddock. I mean, that's where all, you know, they get to see these, you know, really top-line teams work on the cars, prepare them, and, you know, for the race, see the drivers and all the transporters. So, yeah, just when you look at the way they present that race, it's so well presented. It's very family-orientated. There's plenty for everyone to do, so, and now there's more.
Did you get a Corvette from Jim Campbell for winning the Indy 500?
Yes, yeah, I do. I have the Corvette. It's not registered right now, but just about to be, so I haven't driven it.
Then you'll get a mid-engine one when you win next year, right?
Man, that's, yeah, if that's what's coming out.
See, everybody talks about that. So you're aware of it too.
Yeah, no, there's been some photos on the internet. I don't know how real.
They're driving around here. We've seen a couple
of
them.
True?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's
real.
Yeah.
See, you got one again now.
Oh, one of them. Yeah. Gee. Right.
Well, since we got the BorgWarner here, though, now that you've won, does that make it even more like in the back of your head, not so much like that pressure you were talking about, but you've tasted it. Now you're like, I want to go back there again and do it again.
Oh, yeah. You want to relive all that. It's so awesome. So. I don't think it'll ever be as good as winning your first one, or maybe it will. Maybe it'll be better.
You need to find out.
Yeah, right? I want to find out.
All right. Well, congratulations on everything, man. It's a lot of fun. Thanks for watching me on Shark Tank, too, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's a good episode.
Thank you.
Those guys, what were they thinking? They didn't go for it. It could be worth millions now.
No, I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, no, you stick with your racing career, and I'll stay on the radio. Trust me, that ain't going to work too much.
Hundreds
of dollars. I'll buy you a Coney afterwards. There we go.
Thanks, man. Thank you.